This Apollo Saturn launch control, we're now holding at the 8-minute mark as planned. The hold at this time is planned for approximately 20 minutes. The crew feels that they have a workaround to the problem, working around the indication going to the terminal sequencer that the tank has not been pressurized when actually it had been done manually. They are checking all of their data, however, to ensure that this is the proper method to work around the problem and that this will result in a smooth countdown from here on. Now T-minus 8 minutes and holding. This is Kennedy Launch Control. This Apollo Saturn Launch Control, we're continuing our hold at the 8-minute mark. The launch operations manager has gone over with the launch team their proposed solution and workaround. The team appears to be satisfied that it is the proper one. They are now briefing management personnel on the problem and the workaround. Out at the pad, the liquid oxygen continues to vent from the vehicle and is replenished. Liquid hydrogen is also vented from the vehicle as there is some boil off. However, because it is quite a volatile fuel, it's vented to a burn pond at the side of the pad. That burn pond is at the north side of the pad, and there it can be seen burning in a controlled condition at this time. This is a normal condition. Actually, during the day, this burns in such a pure manner that it cannot be seen. However, at night, it is clearly visible. Our countdown continuing to hold at the T-minus 8-minute mark at this time. T-minus 8 minutes and holding. This is Kennedy Launch Control. This Apollo Saturn Launch Control, we're continuing to hold at the T-minus 8-minute mark. Meantime, the crew is getting a variety of updates in the spacecraft, updating them on various aspects and the changes to their mission due to this hold period. Also at the manned spacecraft center, they're continuing to update the flight azimuth as they get new times for the launch. Launch operations manager Paul Donnelly just went through quite an extensive briefing with the spacecraft test conductor to pass on to the crew what they feel the problems were and how they plan to work around it. The crew aboard the spacecraft indicated that if the launch team was satisfied with these solutions, they certainly were confident themselves. Now, continuing our hold at the T-minus 8-minute mark, this is Kennedy Test Control.